Good morning and welcome to Cox Media Houston's Public Affairs Show, FYI. My name is Susie Hanks. Houston is a city of opportunity, but it is also a city of desperation for the poor. And January is Poverty Awareness Month. And Houston's Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston is hosting the third annual Summit on Poverty this month to talk about the economic disparity in Houston. And we're going to talk about that today. So with us today, we have Mike Sullivan, who is the director of Healthy Communities at the Catholic Health Initiative, St. Luke's Health. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And Matt Johns, who is the director and mission integrations program with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston.
Morning, Susie.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for being here. This is the third annual summit that you're having. We're going to talk about it a couple of times throughout the morning and the issues that you're going to be discussing. But first, give me some of the basics about the summit and when it is, where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been incredibly blessed to have this summit now on its third year. It's hard to believe it's already been 3 years. But the first year we held at the University of St. Thomas, and we've continued that tradition ever since. So that's where it will be again this January 26th, that Thursday morning. We were going to have some fantastic presenters there that day. Our keynote presenter is Sister Donna Markham, who is the president of the National Catholic Charities, Catholic Charities USA. But we also have the president and CEO of Children at Risk, Dr. Robert Sanborn, the president and CEO of United Way, Anna Babin, president and CEO of the Houston Food Bank, Brian Green, and, of course, our very own president and CEO, Cynthia Colbert at Catholic Charities. So we have a tremendous lineup. We've got a great new program, a new structure that we're excited to initiate this year. We're going to try a little TED Talk style type thing going throughout the morning. But we're very excited about the initiatives that have been prompted in the past, the excitement that's been prompted in the past, and we look forward to seeing what it's going to be this year. So again, it's on January 26th of 2017. It'll be from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon at the University of St. Thomas here in Houston.
And you welcome anybody to come to this. This is open for anybody
Absolutely.
Who's interested in it. Have you invited a specific people? Do you have an idea of how many people are coming and who's going to be coming?
Yeah, you bet. We expect a little over 200 people to be in attendance. Most of the people who are attending in the past have been from faith communities, either as employees there or volunteers who want to serve and help the poor. But really, that's who it's geared toward, is anybody who wants to help create new avenues for people to find ways out of poverty. Even at Catholic Charities, this fits right within our mission. We really want to help people help themselves out of poverty by giving them whatever boost they need. And the Poverty Summit offers whatever kind of information and even networking ability that people may want or need to be able to offer that help to others.
Go ahead, Mike. You were going to continue.
No, I was just saying that with that, so we expect about 200 people to be there. We also do have a number of people who come from the health community and the nonprofit community as well. But certainly, like you said, anybody is more than welcome to come and attend the event, anybody who has any interest in this.
Mike Sullivan, you are the director of Healthy Communities of the Catholic Health Initiative, St. Luke's Health. You are wonderfully underwriting the summit.
We are.
But you're very involved with Catholic
We're
Charities as well.
We're a collaborative partner with Catholic Charities, yes. We share the same faith traditions. We share the same values.
And have you been the underwriter of the summit in the last couple of years as well, or is this
yes
first
we
time?
Have
yeah
yes we have
what brought you or what I guess is the what prompted you all to be involved in underwriting this? Why is this important to you?
One of our major goals and initiatives within CHI, which is the acronym for Catholic Health Initiatives, is to create healthy communities and to address issues from a proactive rather than a reactive stance, and to advocate on behalf of those who live in poverty to break down structures that keep them in poverty in order that they may have a greater access to resources within the community.
Yeah. What is the website if somebody wanted to get more information about it and get tickets, mm-hmm. register, and come? And can they just show up and be part of it as well?
Sure, absolutely, Susie. The website itself is www.catholiccharities.org/poverty-summit. Straight across with nothing in between. So catholiccharities.org/poverty-summit. And you can get more information on there, register. But that'll be your go-to spot.
And how much is it to go?
Tickets are $25 each. Mm-hmm. And if anybody listening is interested in getting CEU credits, Those will be available for a small additional fee as well.
What's a CEU credit?
A CEU credit is for people in typical professional fields. For in this case, it'll be nonprofits that deal with this particular area for them to continuing education credits that will go toward their licensing.
Yeah. We are talking about the No Poverty Summit. Tell me about the No Poverty. It's K-N-O-W. There's a meeting there. Tell me about
it. It's our clever double entendre there. So the no is emphasized in the middle, K-N-O-W. And when we see that, it emphasizes that we want to know and understand what poverty is so that we can eradicate it, so that we can make get to a point where there is no poverty. And of course, poverty is relative in and of itself, but we certainly want to reduce any extreme poverty or anything that causes extreme suffering. And we can do that in our community. We have the capacity to. So it's a matter of knowing and understanding to figure out how we can make steps toward getting there.
Yeah. We're talking about the No Poverty Summit that is coming up on January the 26th, and some of the things that you all are talking about. And Mike Sullivan, who is the director of CHI St. Luke's Health, the Catholic Health Initiative, you are involved because you want to help people figure out how to get over this and how to get help and where the resources are. And I look at the list of the underwriters such as yourself, and it's all in organizations who are really looking out for people who are falling into poverty, children at risk, the food bank. There's a lot of need out there, isn't there?
There's a great need out there. And oftentimes poverty is captured from a financial perspective, but we look at it from a broader perspective, not only from financial, but nutritional, educational, and social poverty.
Yeah. So let's talk about poverty. First of all, some people who think that maybe they can't afford the newest iPhone might think that they might be in poverty. But poverty affects a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Let's talk about that.
That's right. And on a national standard, if we look at it as far as individuals versus families and what the poverty level is, for a single individual living in poverty, the national threshold is only $11,000. So anybody who doesn't make that amount would qualify as being somebody who's living federally defined as being in poverty. Now, if you look at it, a family of three, or let's just say a family of four as being a common family, right? $24,250. Living in poverty means that you don't have access or you don't have the capability of meeting all your needs. And what that number identifies is that is the absolute minimum it would take to be able to survive with a family of four, to have shelter, to have health care, child care, food, utilities, all these different things have to be included in that amount. And that's an incredibly small amount for anybody trying to take care of all these needs.
That seems to me that threshold is very low, lower than I would expect. $11,000 for somebody, for one single person, mm-hmm. to be able to survive on that is almost seemingly impossible to me.
Yeah, rent and food would be difficult on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's one thing that it's kind of hard for us to understand. And when we have the GDP here in Houston in 2012 was $449 billion.
The GDP is?
The gross domestic product for the city itself. Houston's the fourth largest city in the entire country. We're almost there to being the third largest to overtake Chicago. But there are 2.3 million people here and 6.5 million in the greater Houston community. And of those, if you look at our logo, we've had a consistent theme of this red and gray dots that are beneath the no poverty. And of that, four of them are gray, but one of them is red. And that one red one indicates the 20% of individuals who are living in poverty in the Houston area. And when you look at that, out of 6.5 million people, you're talking about a substantial number of individuals who are below these lines. And that's according to the federal poverty line.
We are a very prosperous city as well, but there are people who are really in need. Tell me, who is poor? Who is poor in our communities?
That's a great question, because we see poverty everywhere, of course, across demographics, across age spectrums. But when we look at poverty, we see, of course, I look at our four impact areas at Catholic Charities, and these really indicate areas where we experience poverty in our community, and we are seeking to alleviate it in the ways that we can. Of course, with immigrants and refugees and those who are seeking to provide a life for themselves and their families here in town, for families are just trying to take care of one another, and these may be our neighbors. They may be people that we see every day. In fact, I just think back to a story. Right out of college, I worked in the Jesuit Volunteer Corps. And when I was there, I told them I don't like the cold. I don't want to work in food. And they, of course, they put me in a soup kitchen up in Portland, Maine. So when I was up there, I met a gentleman named Steve. And Steve was a hardworking guy, but he happened to be homeless. The only reason he didn't have a job at the time was because he had thrown out his back as a cook. So I, working in a kitchen, didn't know how to cook. And Steve was there, and he was fortunately able to help me cook. But I got to know his story pretty well. And he was somebody I identified to very, very closely. He had a similar upbringing to what I was used to, and in a typical middle-class family. But things just kind of started falling apart one piece at a time. And literally, it wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back, but when his back went out, that's when everything went haywire, and he became dependent. And once that dependence started, the people fled. So he became isolated in many ways. And that's just one type of story that we come across, of people who are just our neighbors that we know, who have unfortunate circumstances that, snowball on each other. And cause problems to become exacerbated and to a point where it almost becomes insurmountable. And that's what we're trying to stop. So, of course, we see it in the people next to us, children. Here in Houston, too, Houston alone, we have the second highest poverty rate in Texas. First, of course, is Dallas. So that's one thing we can hang our hat on, I guess. But when we look at it, we have one in five people here who are living in poverty, but of the poverty among children, one in four children here lives in poverty. And I've heard it said that oftentimes if you see somebody asking for money on the side of the road and that person happens to be a woman, there's a good chance that she's supporting children as well. And that's what we're coming across a lot, too.
Yeah. Poverty affects the children, the single parents, mm-hmm. the women and children a higher degree. Do you know what the percentages are, or is that kind of too specific
so if
question?
If it affects children, I saw something the other day. It was 43% of single women I think it was two or more children, are living in poverty. 43%. That number itself stuck out to me.
Yeah.
Because I had to go back and look at it a couple of times. But it becomes a highly vulnerable population because there's not as much support there in that immediate moment.
Okay. What about the senior citizens in our community?
Mm-hmm. So over a quarter of the senior citizens in our community right now have below $15,000 of income to live off of. And again, $15,000 may seem like a little bit more because it's more than the poverty threshold, that $11,000 mark for an individual. But seniors have a whole different set of barriers to prevent them from obtaining any kind of funds. They oftentimes have difficulty working. They certainly have more medical needs. So there are other needs there that need to be taken care of for these individuals.
Yeah, and then a lot of people wonder about the people, the able-bodied people who find themselves in poverty, which does happen, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Because there's lots of different barriers and obstacles to them being able to have employment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and one thing we have to keep in mind too is there are people who have made bad choices too. I know that's one thing that I and my friends have thought growing up, that people have put themselves in these circumstances. And frankly, sometimes that is true. But that's not always, first of all, that's not always the case. But second of all, is that a reason to let them stay there? If they've chosen to move beyond that point, and they've chosen to say, I want something better for myself, my family, and I want that hand up, what is our place? So that's one thing, too, in our advocacy effort, which is what this poverty summit is. It's an advocacy effort to help bring awareness to this issue of poverty and to help people understand what exists right now. Our focus this year is on innovative means of attacking poverty. And there are a number of things that are being done right now, but we can employ these to help people get back on their feet. And some of them utilize very few resources to get there. It just takes a community of support.
We are talking about the Summit on Poverty here in Houston that's coming up. It's the third annual Summit on Poverty. It is being put on by Houston's Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston. There are lots of different underwriters for the summit, but we're really talking about something that's important for the community and something that the community, no matter how prosperous it is, that still seems to be an issue. Now, there are a lot of people who could be in poverty who are being helped by a lot of these resources, but there are still people who aren't being who aren't getting to the resources. Tell me about some of the innovations that you're going to be talking about during the summit. Specifically, do you know some of the new approaches here that you're going to be talking about?
You bet. Well, Susie, I'm going to clarify something really quick. CHI St. Luke's Health has been a tremendous underwriter, and they're our sole underwriter for the entire event. The other organizations, we have 13 total organizations that are helping put on the event. Our other organizations are our partner organizations. And if I can list them really quick, I'd love to be able to put it out there.
Well, they're stepping up, so you need to give them
That's right.
Some
I want to make sure that their name is known. Children at Risk, of course, Dr. Bob Sanborn, who is their president and CEO, is one of our presenters, and he's going to be talking a little bit about child education and the effects poverty have, or the correlations between education and child poverty. Generation One, they're doing great work in the Third Ward, helping really with kids in that community and supporting those kids who are needing after-school care and things like that. The Houston Food Bank, Brian Green, their president and CEO, is going to be presenting on their Food for Change program, which they've just initiated in this past year, but they're already starting to see some tremendous results from it, involving education and bringing bringing incentives, extra incentives into the mix to help people, encourage them to pursue these goals. Jewish Family Service is doing great work in Southwest Houston. But Loving Houston, they're working on bringing schools into the mix bringing churches in to help out schools and boost them. San Jose Clinic, who does tremendous work with impoverished communities here and have been for a very long time. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul works at a number of Catholic parishes in town and has individual spots there. TMO, who is an advocacy group here in town who promotes a lot of these needs of the poor and becomes that voice for the voiceless. The University of St. Thomas and the tremendous work they do just in general, but also supporting this particular event. The United Way of Greater Houston, Anna Babbins, tremendous leader there, and she's talking about their Thrive program, which has been going on for a number of years now, and they're seeing a lot of results as far as the education and work initiatives that have been involved with that. Star of Hope, we see they're marketing all over the place. They have a tremendous presence here in town and take care of our homeless very well. And, of course, the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston, which in addition to supporting Catholic Charities and other initiatives like the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, has the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and supports other nonprofit entities that certainly serve the poor and help bring systemic change, if not immediate change, to those who are in need. We're really blessed to have a tremendous group of allies on our side with this.
You were talking about the innovations. One of the things that the goal of this summit is new ways to kind of approach this. Do you have an idea? Give me some of the ideas.
You bet. So I mentioned two of them: the Food for Change program at the Houston Food Bank. And that's one that they're going to be bringing up and talking a lot more substantially about. The Thrive program at United Way. They're seeing tremendous results. I'm not gonna get into too many details. I've got to save something for the summit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She is Dr. Donna Markham, Sister Donna Markham. She has her doctorate as well, but she oversees tremendous work throughout the country, done by different Catholic Charities agencies, and she's been a part of a number of different hospital networks too. So she sees these innovative things that are being done. There's something called Step Up Silicon Valley, where a number of organizations in Silicon Valley got together and recognized the poverty needs that are there and created a three-step process to help eradicate poverty for 100,000 people in that area.
Okay. Mike Sullivan, you are the Director of Healthy Communities at Catholic Health Initiative, St. Luke's Health. You are underwriting this. We're talking about the need here. We're talking about who is poor, and a lot of people who You know, honestly, let's talk about this. People who are listening to us and hearing about poverty, they're thinking, well, I'm working hard. I'm not in poverty. They move on and they're not really worried about the people who are going through this. But there are people who are working hard, three jobs, and they're still
Absolutely.
Experiencing poverty. There's a great need out there. Can you talk a little bit about how the people who are in poverty, when it's bad for them, it's bad for all of us, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's an issue of dignity. I mean, poverty, oftentimes we speak of poverty from an abstract perspective, but poverty has a face. Poverty can be our neighbors. Poverty can be our parents. They can be our grandparents. It can be family members. It can be people we're working with. Oftentimes it is, but it isn't recognized. I mean, when we're sharing statistics about the poverty level of four people in a household making $24,000, you begin to prioritize really quickly, and that becomes survival. I need a roof over my head, and I need something to eat. Health care goes out the window because I can't afford it, or we just take the risk that we're not going to get sick. And what is a nutritional intake that you can afford to provide yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's oftentimes what we see. We work in the communities in order to do assessments to see what is the need that needs to be addressed and how can we do it. From certain communities that we work in, we have what's called food deserts that local citizens cannot access fresh fruits or produce. So maybe that's an area that we can begin to work in order to enhance the nutrition of that community. Transportation oftentimes is a major risk and a distraction from providing access from a social standpoint and also from an employment and a healthcare standpoint. How can we begin to address things of that nature in order to improve the health of that community? Because health is well-being. It's not necessarily an absence of illness, but social well-being also.
Yeah. Somebody who is in poverty is oftentimes so focused and is so focused on immediate needs, as you're saying, that they're not able to give back, or they're not able to plan or improve or get ready for their future or contribute economically to the community. That person is kind of stuck in that desperate role for survival, and they're not able to give back. And helping people out of poverty just means one more person who can contribute to the economy and to people. I guess that a lot of people just don't think about that person who is needing so much could really be giving back if they were able to get the things that they need.
Correct. If we can break down those systems and those that environment that keeps them in that cycle, it's prosperous for the individual, for their family, and for the society at large.
Yeah. Go ahead. You were going
to
say?
Well, I was going to say one of the things that we need to keep in mind, too, and what we come across a lot at Catholic Charities, is that people don't want to stay in poverty. Generally, when people end up staying in poverty, it becomes more of an issue of its comfort or its survival. They either see no way out or there is no other option other than getting to that next moment.
Yeah. And it's just a desperation mm-hmm. versus, yeah. And which is I think a lot of people who aren't touched by it don't seem to understand the desperation that the people are in, which is one of the things that you actually address is getting to know the people who are going through this, don't you?
Absolutely.
And how do you do that?
Oh, how do we help people
get that next step,
right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, there are basic needs, right? If you can't, you think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? If you don't have these basic needs met, you can never, most of us are kind of in a state where we're in that self-actualization at the top, right? So we're trying to figure out, how can I become the best version of myself? How can I maximize my career? How can I maximize what I have? But if you're stuck in that lowest rung of figuring out, where am I sleeping tonight? Am I going to be exposed to the elements? Am I going to be able to get through my next day without passing out because of hunger? The self-actualization or anything related to that highest version of myself is out the window. That's not an option. So what we try to do is get them past that point and provide those basic needs. So we'll provide food in our food pantry. We provide some financial assistance to those who just need that next bump up. We provide legal assistance to a number of individuals who are just trying to figure out where they stand in this country right now, too, and what's readily available to them. So it's getting people on their feet first to give them that hand up rather than a handout.
Yeah. And one more time, the No Poverty Summit is coming on up on January the 26th. It is put on by the Catholic Health Initiative, St. Luke's Health, and also the Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston. But a point that you wanted to really make is that this is not, you're not just focusing on Catholics here. You're this is inclusive of everything because this affects
everybody and everyone.
Everybody and everyone, every single person. So that's it's not excluding anybody, is it?
Yeah, that's right, Susie. We're here just trying to help the community. All of our organizations have different backgrounds and different initiatives, but we all unite under this joint umbrella that we want to help people who are in need in our community so that we can have a stronger Houston community. And we all know that we have different assets that we can bring to the table and that there are plenty of assets here in Houston that if we wrangle them together and bring that awareness to it, that people – we have an incredibly compassionate community here too. We talk about the number of people and the amount of need, but we are a tremendously substantially giving community here in Houston.
Yeah. This seems to be like a high-powered think tank of all the organizations in Houston who can
Absolutely.
Really get in there and help. You guys are bonding and joining forces. Have there been some great things that have happened from the past three different summits? Anything that you can really say that you guys came out and knocked out of the ballpark when you all put your heads together?
Well, concretely, there have been a couple of small organizations that have really collaboratives that have formed from it in the way of education and some other poverty initiatives, mainly focusing on basic needs. Mm-hmm. But really, as far as us as a group as a whole, we all collaborate even more strongly, I think, since that original poverty summit 2 years ago and now up until where we are now.
Yeah. And one more time, what is the website if somebody wanted to come, if somebody wanted to get involved, somebody wanted to participate, and it's open to anybody?
Absolutely. It's www.catholiccharities.org/poverty summit.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for being here this morning. Time went by very quickly. Mike Sullivan, the director of Healthy Communities of the Catholic Health Initiative, St. Luke's Health, and Matt Johns, Director of the Mission Integration Programs, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. And get to the No Summit coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You
bet. My name is Susie Hanks, and you've been listening to FYI.